Joe Rexroad covers MSU men's basketball and football for the Detroit Free Press, and his work appears, of course, in his old paper, the Lansing State Journal. He joins Current State every Monday and Friday. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm well. It's good to hook up with you here again. It's Indiana on Sunday afternoon for the men. We got a 1 p.m. tip. I'm tempted to ask whether you think MSU will still be in first place when you and I visit on Monday. What are our chances against number 7, Indiana?
Well, I've got to look at this game as one of the toughest on Michigan State's schedule all season, both because I still think Indiana might be the most talented team top to bottom in the league, and I also think Assembly Hall might be the toughest environment. And, you know, this is a Sunday national game, and it's just going to be a very live atmosphere. So, you know, I think there's a chance for Michigan State to win this game. I would have to favor the Hoosiers in this game. The good news for Michigan State is it's done enough, especially in the past week, to put itself in position where it can lose this game and still be in decent shape. I mean, the big key here is that you have to win your home games, you have to beat the other contenders at home, and you have to steal some road games. And obviously Michigan State stole one Tuesday night in Madison.
It would be exhilarating to pull off a win. I thought the last two games were both exhilarating, but, I mean, to take this thing would really be huge.
It would be. And, you know, a year ago, these teams played a couple of really kind of lopsided games. Michigan State ended up winning pretty handily at home. Indiana beat Michigan State soundly at home late in the season when Michigan State actually had a chance to clinch the Big Ten outright in that game. And, you know, just home and road makes such a difference. But Indiana, as we saw last week, you know, lost at home to Wisconsin, and Butler has also defeated the Hoosiers. I think the key to beating Indiana is going inside. You know, obviously you play good defense, you have to get back in transition, but going inside and really being physical with them, and Michigan State does have the personnel to do that with Derek Nix, Adrian Payne, and Brandon Dawson, the way those three are playing up front.
And Michigan wins at Purdue last night, and they have a game on Sunday against Illinois. I see Tim Hardaway Jr. of Michigan admitted yesterday, quote, "We'd be lying to you if we didn't have that number one ranking on our mind."
And that's not necessarily a good thing. They should try to get it out of their mind, because the thing about Illinois is, you know, they've fallen off here after a very strong start, including a win at Gonzaga, but very dangerous team at home, beat Ohio State in a rout at home. And if Michigan is not focused, you know, I could really see Illinois pulling off that upset and once again denying Michigan number one. Michigan, of course, was in position to get that before they lost at Ohio State a couple weeks ago.
Well, go green, and thanks, Joe Rexroad. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Looking forward to it.